Hello. Hi everybody, this is Dr. Cherry. Welcome to the wonderful show that everybody was waiting for. And this is a very special day. Very special day for us. Because today with me, I have my beautiful girlfriend Tirania. And I'm sure many of you, if you are a subscriber of my Cosmic Code newsletter, know how tough and difficult it was to get together. But it's here and it's done. Now, before doing anything else, let me remind you that we are under this Mercury retrograde, this supernova window. And when Mercury is retrograde, there is all sorts of problems, challenge, difficulties, all sorts of things that we have to take care of. It brings the people of the past back into your life, like Tirania and I. But he also messed up everything. And I told you in my newsletter, if you're not a VIP reader, then you do not know. But if you are, you know that some of the guys were working in my bathroom because I'm doing an extension in my house. And they banged the wall so hard, that the fax machine hit my scanner and both of them went down. And both of them broke. Well, Mercury rules communication, transportation, every moving part. Transportation meaning a car, and of course I was out about, and this guy just decided to forget that there was a red light in the street and hit the side of my Mercedes, so my car is at a garage. Not to forget that the Mercury retrograde before that, another guy decided to ignore the light and nearly split my Corvette in two, making me doing a few split around traffic lights, but end up with a few scratches, and I was okay. And $8,000 worth of damage in the car. And before that, the lady was going much too fast, and she couldn't stop, so she ended up in the butt of my Corvette. So, this is what you get. When you have a very, very strong Mercury in your chart, you're bound to have this type of problem. So if you are, like me, loaded with a strong Mercury in your chart, chances are you have been touched. You have been touched drastically by this planetary affliction. And you have to be patient. You have to be strong. You have to try as hard as you can to keep your control, your emotions in control. Because if you try to go places, do something, for some magical reason, you're going to be stopped. Or the street you always take, so for sudden, is loaded with workers, and you cannot go there. And you're late. Things don't work the way you want to. So this is what we have when Mercury is retrograde. So the idea, as mentioned in my Cosmic Code newsletters, is to take it easy. So I wanted all my listeners to realize we are still under this negative energy, and it's going to be lasting for a few more days. Mercury retrograde, or a supernova as I called it, happens three times a year for about a month in my line of work. Of course, traditional astrology give you very specific dates that do not work as far as I'm concerned. All right, now, let's talk a little bit about the economy now. Many, many of you knows that there is so many things going on as far as this new administration with Obama trying so hard to fix the economy. You're talking about $100 billion being manipulated left and right to trying to stimulate the economy. The bailout package, of course, will benefit those who have put us in the situation. This is insane. They are the one, those big rich corporation and banking industry, and they are the one who have put us in such a mess by being greedy and by manipulating these billions of dollars and invested it in the Middle East somewhere, whatever they did. And then here we are, us, the people, paying the price. But, you know, the sad reality is that these people have the power, they have the know-how, and without them, you would not be able to get a mortgage, you would not be able to own a house. And sad enough, we are the working society. We are not the cream of the cream, kings and queen and lawmakers, because just it's the way it is. We are the workers, and, you know, bees have a queen. Ants have a queen, and mankind has kings and queens and leaders and politicians and all these abusers that put a lot of stress on all of us. And it's our duty and it's our work and our karma, so to speak, to make all these people having a phenomenal, fantastic life with never worry about $1 million where we are worrying trying to pay our bills and pay our mortgage or pay for food or the insurance or kids. It's sad, but that's just the way it is. You know, that is set by universal code to have leaders and to have followers. And there is this big, huge crowd of people out there that have the education, as I said, they have the know-how, they were born into the right element, the right families, king and queens, you know. If you were born, you know, the daughter of Princess Diana, or the son of Princess Diana, or the son of Bush, or any very famous person, chances are you will have the bed already made for you. It's all about karma. And we are the low rank, so to speak. So what I want you to know is that this mess took place because of the tail of the dragon literally plaguing the United States second house of money, and started last year sometime in December, and it's going to be with us all the way to August 2009. So be strong, have faith in me. You know me. You, for those of you who have been watching my work for many, many years, you know, if I tell you a date, if I tell you something, it always happen. So do not let yourself go down the hill and be prepared, because if you've lost your job, it's because you don't make enough money. If you lost your job, it's because the people you're working with are a headache and you don't want to be with them. So take all this stress and as a challenge to better yourself, to better your life, and get the education you need so that you don't need anybody else anymore to make your paycheck and then run you on a show. You know, as I explained to you in my last radio show, when I came in this country, I had only $50 in my pockets. Okay, and back in 1991, when I came back from Pearl Harbor, the United States was pretty much in the same position financially, and I couldn't even go back into construction. So I thought, what am I going to do? And what I did, I took my little hobby, and I turned it into just a magnitude of success, and that brought me financial and emotional security. So trust me, I was really, really scared, and I was wondering how I was going to pay for my food and my rent during those days. I didn't own anything, you know. It was very, very hard. But I took the horn by the bull, as we say, and I turned everything in my favor, and I am now blessed by having a very, very strong position in the world as a spiritual leader, and tons of work and requests and endorsement and so forth. And I'm glad that you're listening to me, because if I can be a source of hope for you, you should really trust me, because been there and done that. So if you suffer, again, look at yourself, give a good look to yourself, and realize that subconsciously you may not aware of it. You have asked it. You have asked for it. Okay? People come into your life, they play their parts. It's like a movie. Okay? The movie, the part is over. You got to turn the page. And then don't make the situation worse and get depressed or insecure or guilty, because you want things straight to get the situation back together. Remember, it's an order by God. In order to reach those big guys' pockets and make them pay their karma, okay, we, the people, have to suffer before them, and this is what's going on. So, because of the abuse, the manipulation, now the party is over in the stock market in New York, okay? The party is over for those big wealthy pigs, put it this way. They're not going to do what they want to do anymore, because Uncle Sam is looking after them now for whatever they're going to do, okay? They're not going to be able to manipulate the billions of dollars and take them out of this country and literally rape us and bankrupt the country. So in order to punish these people, we have to suffer first. But ultimately, the karma is taken care of. Okay, these people are suffering, they are losing everything, and we are suffering hard, but at the same time, the option is given to us to aim in a different direction, to study, to get a different education, or to find a better job. Because ultimately, as I always said, the future is nothing else than a reincarnation of the thought. And you have better wishes, a better job to offer, or unseen power within your cosmic code reality with your gift, your universal gifts. And unless you go through so much stress and so much trouble, you will not be allowed to go in a different direction, even take any chance. So that is your blessing. Take anything that is thrown at you as a blessing, because this is what happened to me. Trust me, I was homeless, I was destitute, I was desperate, I was crying, I was lost. Look at me today. So, if I can be that example, you take it as an example, because I'm the real thing. Now, let's go and let's talk a little bit about faith. You know, I don't know again how many of you have read my newsletter and is UCI. Again, UCI stands for Unique Celestial Identity. Michael Felt is a phenomenal kid. Okay, he was born with the right stars to do and to be what he did and who he is. As simple as that. Okay, the stars were set in a perfect fashion for him to make history and win so many gold medals in the Olympics. But the most powerful element on his chart, of course, is not going to be detected by any normal astrologer or typical psychologist or psychiatrist. No way, Jose. Doesn't work that way. The most powerful element on his chart is his hidden dragon's tail and head in the axis of Pisces. Now, Pisces lives in the water, so you wonder why. As a magnet will attract a piece of wood, and it's all about energy. Michael was attracted into the water and become an incredible swimmer. No, there's no accident. Now, swimming upstream means the greatest accomplishment this kid could ever do. And he did it, okay, because he swam upstreams, okay? But he's still a kid. And now and then, when you're a kid, you do stupid things. So it just went down and started to swim downstream. And what did he do? Well, knock himself up with some pot. Okay? And that is the way it is. As much as the dragon is going to work for you and bring you fame and bring you to a higher level of success and wealth, the same dragon can drag you down to the bottom, you know, hook you to any form of drugs and sign you to jail. Because wherever you have Pisces in your chart, you are at your most vulnerable, period. If you do not understand the power of Neptune or Pisces in your chart, you are in serious trouble. This is why I took the time to write a section on my website called SOS to the World, where I explain what Neptune and Pisces is all about and how this very energy can bring you right to the top, to your birthplace in the stars, where you're going to swim towards God, towards yourself, towards the light, towards cosmic consciousness, or you're going to be stuck into the current of death. Spare drugs, alcohol, confinement, stuck to any church or synagogue, and turn yourself into an asylum, end up in jail, and finally commit suicide to exit this crazy world. Okay? So this is why I'm asking you to be aware that Michael is nothing less or more than you and I, with his own stars, his own karma, his own gifts, and his own weaknesses. That's why it's important not to judge anybody. Because you can only judge people through your own self. As much as you can judge me through the way you have been brought up, through your experience, and through your education. And this is why I always counsel my students to never, ever assume anything about anybody. Okay? All right. Now, as you know, you just came back from Dallas, and near me I have Tirania, my sweet girlfriend, finally. And going to Dallas and going back was probably one of the most difficult things I had to do, because driving 1,100 miles without stopping, then spend a night in a motel, and then take off at 3 o'clock in the morning the next night and drive straight without stopping just for gas and eating something. it tells you the energy that I was born with to be able to do that. I don't know how many people could drive 2,200 miles without stopping. Well, I did it. Hey, well, I arrived in Dallas, and I was not very impressed. You know, first of all, this desert never ends. It's big, Dallas, Texas. The state of Texas is huge. And I was not really impressed with the colors. It was kind of a brown. It might be because it's the winter. I'm sure it's such a big state, probably has wonderful, wonderful green trees and forest. But I can only judge from what I have seen going through Mexico and then into Texas. A lot of machine pumping oil from the ground that tell me that this is quite of a Neptunian place also. But I finally made it to Dallas. When I get to Tarania at a hotel, I arrived. She was in her home picking up her staff, and we arranged to meet each other at the lobby in front of a beautiful fireplace. The hotel was very beautiful, very peaceful, what you expect, you know. I was very anxious to see her again because I didn't see her for a long time. And I bought her a beautiful ring and, wanted to make her feel good and connect and everything else. And then finally she arrived with the taxi, and I was sitting there, and she just walked in. I was in shock when I first saw her because she was as beautiful as can be. But my gosh, did she lose some weight? Oh my gosh, the stress that the life she was going through, her abusive, crazy father, all these things, you know, put a lot of stress on that girl. It's just insane. But I was very happy. She sat on the couch. I looked at her and hugged her. I could not just get away from her, and she could not let me go. We were just like sitting and hugging each other for a good 2 or 3 minutes there. Then I gave her a ring, and she was very, very happy. And then it was time to take off and to get on the road. So I'm going to ask Saranya to say hello to everybody so you can listen to a beautiful voice. Come on, say hello.
Well, hello there, America. How is everybody? I hope that you are relaxing and enjoying your sunny, warm day on this February, which is almost over before we start spring.
All right, beautiful. Tarania has the most sexy voice, and she's not making it up. That's her voice. She's born with a very, very magnetic voice. There is a singer that is dead right now, Barry White. Tarania has the same type of chart. Barry White was born in September with the tail of the dragon in the third house, which means the voice, and of course Capricorn, cavernous deep voice, bring the sexuality out through this third house, and he was able to crystallize this and became a very famous symbol, sexual vocal symbol. And Tarania has the same gift, and this is why anybody who speaks to Tarania for the first time or hear her on the phone is literally falling in love with her voice. She has a very natural, magnetic baby voice, and she also looks extraordinarily young. She is only 20 years old, 28 years old, excuse me, 29? 28. So when she gets a little bit more confident, we're going to get her to talk a little bit more, but I just wanted you to listen to what she sounds like. So can you say another couple words to other people listening?
That's right, and everybody out there, is just remember, only half your astrological age. So sit back, eat your popcorn, get your bean bags ready, put on your PJs, and listen to the master, because he's the one who's going to point his wand to you to guide you in the most positive direction on the back of the tail of the dragon. So hold on tight. And hold on to your horses, too, if you got any cowboy swing in you.
Oh,
Wonderful. Thank you, honey. Yeah, I told Tarania that she's only half her age. And everyone listening, actually, let's say you're 50 years old, you're 40 years old, or 30 years old, or whatever you are. You didn't spend 30, 40, or 50 years of your life alive. You spend half of this time alive. The rest of your life, you will spend sleeping. Because this is what we do. We spend 8, 10, or 12 hours awake, and we're supposed to spend the other half, so to speak, sleeping. So your age is not your age. You are half of the age in true reality, because unless you work days and night and you never sleep, you are your real age. And the chance of this to happen are totally not real. Okay, so I have asked many of you to hold on tight before we get the calls. I think before we go into the telephone, I'd like to check a little bit of the stars today, just to put you up to date. Right now, we have, of course, the head of the dragon is in Aquarius, and Mars is in Aquarius, Jupiter is in Aquarius, the pot of fortune is in Aquarius, the sun is in Aquarius, and Neptune is in Aquarius. So we have what you call a super stellium into the sign of Aquarius. A super stellium emphasizes all the values and all the strengths of a sign. So Mars regulates in a female chart, the type of man that you will be naturally attracted to. And let's say if any female is born with Mars in Aquarius, well, chances are she will be attracted to Dr. Cherry, because Dr. Cherry was born in a constellation of Aquarius. Aquarius rules people that are original, people that are unique, people that are or appear to be weird. Mars regulates anything to do with the drive into this energy of the future and new age and traveling and avionics and internet. And it's a very, very friendly, Aquarius is a very friendly sign that regulates groups and wishes and friends, especially groups that are that have an intonation or color, new age type of color. Of course, Aquarius rules UFOs. And Tarania, by the way, was born with the tail of the dragon and the moon in Aquarius. So there is a little bit of weird thing about Tarania that I like. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. So Mars is in the world of Aquarius, and again, Mars always represents danger. So as Aquarius rules aeronautics and flying, it's important, again, to make sure to get your plane ticket, to get your plane tickets, and to actually during a waxing moon, so this way you can be safe when such a dangerous planet is in the sign of Aquarius, because this planet also has produced the accident in New York, combined with a flock of birds, which is flying, which is Mercury retrograde at the supernova window, trying to stop this plane to go to its destination, and it did. Incidentally, it's two small birds that stop a 1,000-ton big bird made of steel and zinc and then plastic and electronics that brought it down to the Hudson River. So it's a combination of Mars danger and the supernova window that produced those birds to mingle each other's and stop you going places. That's why it's important to understand and use the cosmic code at your advantage if you decide to fly some places. Of course, this Mars could also bring a lot of trouble to NASA if they decide to do something again, because these people don't have cosmic consciousness. Now, Jupiter in Aquarius is a phenomenal. It's a phenomenal planet. Because Jupiter rules anything to do with teaching, traveling, foreigners in foreign lands. So me, Dr. Cherry, I'm a foreigner, and into the world of Aquarius, a lot of you listening out there are going to learn a few things about the power of the stars, so to speak. So with Jupiter in Aquarius, Jupiter brings a lot of luck, a lot of protection. And if Jupiter was not in Aquarius, those 60 people in the Hudson River by now would be dead, because I don't think this plane would have made it. But the great Jupiter is set was set by the extraterrestrial when they build our solar system to bring and breed protection wherever he is. So Mars did the trouble. Mercury retrograded, the supernova finished the trouble, but Jupiter was there to make sure nobody dies. And Neptune is also in Aquarius. Remember, Neptune rules water, Neptune rules the oceans, and that combined in the development of what took place in the accident at the Hudson River. Then you have to understand also that the pilot himself was born with a dragon's tail into the sign of Virgo, which is the most critical, the most down-to-earth, the most calculated gearbox you can get. If you ever met somebody born with the tail of the dragon in Virgo, these people are cold, calculated, detail-oriented, and they can be as cool as can be facing any dramatic situation. And this is why this pilot was able to do what he did. Okay, and that's one of the reasons that NASA and the FAA should aim into astropsychology and pick up the people that were born with such a beautiful gift of control so that passengers don't die in case of any emergency. All right. Okay, so this is what we're going to do now. I'm going to start to take some calls, you know, and I think I have Casey from Mississippi, but before we do anything, I want to make sure, I got to move a few things around here. Casey, Tarania, could you just get your laptop for me, honey? Okay, hold on a second here, and then bring the software program, because you will have to type the date of birth into, I was talking and I was not prepared for the reading. Casey, are you here or not? Casey, can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Ah, okay, here you are. Okay. You. How old are you, Casey? You're born in 1990, is that correct?
Uh-huh, I'm 18.
You're 18, okay. Well, while Tarania is gathering the computer here and the software, let me tell you a few things about those born in March. Now, understand that regular astrology would classify you as an Aries, correct?
Right.
Okay. All right. You're not just an Aries. Okay. Your sun sign is in Aries in your second house of money. But your soul's purpose is into the world of Pisces because you were born in March. Again, realize that I'm practicing Nostradamus type of astrology. Okay.
Okay.
And this type of astrology has nothing to do with modern astrology. So the type of explanation that I have are very, very different. So right now, Tarania is going to put your date of birth into the software that I designed, okay, 3/28/1990, and that will allow me to check on your dragon's head and your dragon's tail and all the good things that the universe has blessed you with, okay? Now, make sure, as always, because you were born in March, to never swim down, okay? Swimming downstream means the past, the guilt, or listening to your friends, you know, doing drugs, drinking too much, or following Allah, Buddha, or Jesus. That is basically swimming downstream. So, let's see if she has the chart done, okay? Calculate here, okay, and then I'll be able to see you. Okay, there you go. Now, you were born, incidentally, you were born with a phenomenal dragon. You were born with the dragon's head into the sign of Aquarius.
Is that good?
And that means anything and everything that is involving New Age, astrology, astropsychology, computers, electronics, is a blessing to you. Your tail of the dragon is in the sign of Leo, though. This means you could have suffered some problems with your mom or your dad. Do that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You got to be strong, okay? Because with the tail of the dragon in Leo, in this lifetime, you will have to learn to use your head, not your heart. You do have some past life in France and Italy, and much of your life during much of your existence during those lives were very happy. You were just practicing a lot of art. You were dancing. You were playing music. You like the art or not?
Yeah, I love arts and I love to dance.
Yeah, I know, honey. You were a very, very famous person, and you never really suffer in any ways or anything else. But you were very much into yourself. You were not into other people. So the universe wants you to learn humility, and wants you to. Once you reach your own stage and shine, the universe wants you to take care of all the children and help them to become the best of their abilities. So all the toughness, all the problems, and all the fight that I see, and all the problems you have to go through, is to help to melt down your ego a little bit, so to speak, and become more altruistic and think of others before yourself. Do that make sense?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, you also have ability in communication. Do you like to write?
I love to write. I write songs.
Yeah, you're a natural born writer, honey. So it looks like if you will succeed in this lifetime, but I see a problem with you, and I'm going to be honest with you because Taranya has the same problem, okay? You also have past life as a doctor, and you're very fussy, very picky, and you worry about your health too much or what you look like. Do I make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. You're a very beautiful girl. You're very young. You've got a lot, I can see in this chart, a lot to offer the world. Okay. And you need to understand the importance of generating positive thought. So let go of the past. Let go of anything that has hurt you. Forgive your parents if they have been nasty to you. And if people are nasty around you, it's just to help you to get stronger and to get better. And don't be too fussy, too picky, too critical, or worry too much about your health, and you have no disease. Do I make sense again?
Yes.
Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, what is it you want to do? Tell me in life, okay, Kerstin? What
I would love to be an actress.
To be what?
An actress.
You want to be an... Okay, now, and this chart has everything that you need and more to become an actor. So watch the moon. You were born in March. You know, when there is a high tide, the fish in the oceans goes higher faster. So watch the moon, and you'll be just fine in signing contract, moving along, and doing all sorts of things, because you have a very long life ahead of you. All right?
All right. One more thing. Can you tell me about maybe my relationship? Like,
okay, tell me a little bit more about your relationship. Do you have the date of birth of that person or the name?
Yes, it's February 25th, 1987.
Now, what's the name?
Chris Collins.
Oh, you don't need to give me the last name, honey. It's fine. Okay, Chris. Again, repeat the date of birth.
February 25th, 1987.
Okay.
He's 21 now, so I think it's 88.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I was born February 26th. So,
really?
Yeah, so you have somebody here that was born with the tail of the dragon in the sign of Aquarius. You have the tail of the dragon in the sign of Leo. So you have a karmic relationship. You have a soulmate here. So you're going to be challenged to the extreme in this relationship. Soulmate relationships can only be the best thing that can happen to you or the worst thing that can happen to you. And because you're so young, who knows? I can only wish you luck, but this person is very independent. It's not ready for love just yet. Do I make sense?
Yeah.
This person is very young. And needs to hang around, play around, and experience life. So that's why you have to be cautious before giving your heart to anybody. Make sure that the person wants the same thing and the person is ready to settle. But at that age, I thought I was in love a million times when I was that age. And I had to learn the hard way that it doesn't work that way. So just be cautious in your relationship. I told you earlier, all the affairs of love and romance, the universe has put a little cross on it. The universe wants you to focus on your career and on you, not on the affairs of love. Because if you focus too much on the affairs of love, you're going to end up with two or three kids much earlier, and that would stop your career. We're putting a lot of stress on you, and you won't be able to do anything in life. So use your head, don't use your heart. Do I make sense?
Yes, you make plenty.
All right, my friend. All right, just have faith, be confident, watch the moon, and again, use your head, not your heart. You're very young, you have a hell of a lot of long life ahead of you. Don't rush into any heartache. You don't need those, baby. You just don't. I had too many of those, and they hurt. Every one of them hurt at me. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye, love.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, this is where it's so very important, you know, so very important for people to understand that it's probably easier to win the lottery than to actually find true love. Okay? So there's no rush whatsoever, especially when you are very young, when you are 18 years old, 19, even 20, 22, 23. To me, this is childish. I remember when I was 18, 19, and 20, I was all about emotions. I was all about passion, and I really thought that I was ready to receive and to give love. It doesn't work that way. I had to learn the hard way. All right, so let's see. We have Liz in New York, Randy in Minnesota, whomever is in line next, can you hear me?
Michigan.
Can you speak a little bit louder so I can hear you?
Yes, this is Randy from Michigan.
Okay, Randy, give me the number, your date of birth, please.
5-11-53.
5-11-1953. Yes. Okay. The date is wrong here, so let me break that down a little bit. Just give me a second, okay?
Okay, and thank you for everything, Dr. Terry.
Where are you coming from again?
Michigan.
Oh, that's what MI stand for. I wasn't sure. Okay, so born in a constellation of Taurus. Your soul's purpose, of course, is to establish emotional, financial, and spiritual stability. And like all of those born in May, you will have to learn to let go of the wrong thing and the wrong people in this lifetime, okay?
Yeah.
Right now, you were born with the tail of the dragon right in your upbringing, in the sign of Leo, in the fourth house. Okay?
Okay.
So this tells me, and just say yes or no, this tells me that you too did suffer as a child in the affairs of love, or maybe with your parents, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Now, very often when a child is born with a dragon's tail in Leo, there is, or a person, so such as yourself, Randy, there is such a drive for love, there is such a need for love, that these people literally rush into relationships which karmically are the worst people they can ever attract. Do I make sense to you or not?
Yes, you do.
Okay, and these people will ruin your heart and take your wallet away. And it's just the way
yep.
it is. So how could you go against the tail of the dragon messing up your upbringing and messing up all the affairs of life? In the affairs of love in your life, if I may use this, okay?
Okay.
Well, education is the key. Education. If you understand what the dragon is all about, not just in the sign of Leo, but in the 12th sign of the zodiac, and if you understand which house the dragon is located in your chart or your partner chart, now you're a step ahead. Do that make sense?
Okay.
Let me give you this example. Let's say you meet somebody, you're born in May, and you meet somebody that has the tail of the dragon in the sign of Scorpio. Now, this very nasty tail of the dragon in Scorpio will be right on your seventh house, which is the house of marriage. And that is a big no, no, no. But, 99.5 3/4 of the people walking this earth, Randy, like you, do not know about the dragon, right?
Right.
And they keep trying. They put energy, they put time, they put money in the situation. And at the end, you are left totally brokenhearted and most of the time destitute because that person has sucked not only your soul, but your wallet.
Right.
Knowledge is power, ignorance is evil. Now, the affairs of love, romance, and children are going to be costly to you. Do you have any kids?
Yes, I have 2 older kids.
Did you raise them, or were they taken away from you?
Take it away.
You see what I'm saying? That's what Leo, love, romance, and children is all about. He was set by the universe to suffer in the area of love, romance, and children. But if you have the knowledge and if you have the will, you can beat the dragon because the part of God in you is stronger than the stars. But if you don't know about the cosmic code, how are you going to handle that? And that's where the problem is. Now,
okay.
is there any history or heart problem in your family?
Yes.
What about you?
I had a mini stroke a year and a half ago.
Yep, I see that. Because again, Leo rules the heart. Okay, and when I teach any of my students, okay, this person is born with the tail of the dragon in Leo, Leo with the heart, this person is prone not only to suffer emotional problem, but also heart attack, because he may carry that also genetically from his parents. And here you are again proving to me that I know what I'm talking about. And again, this is where you have to be careful, because now your hidden dragon is in Cancer, which means when you get depressed, what do? You shut down and you eat. Not good, because now the food turns into poison and you get overweight, and that puts stress on your heart. And next thing you know, you get another heart attack and you go. Do I make sense?
Yes.
So, how are you going to regenerate? How are you going to handle your own curse? Because trust me, Randy, every one of you, listen, yourself and everybody around you and all the people around the world listening to this show, every one of us has this dragon sitting in one house waiting for you to make a mistake and knock you in the back of the head. Period. So,
okay.
Once you have knowledge that brings you power and allows you to nuke the dragon out of your chart, so to speak, or at least control it so it doesn't do any damage. Now, let me see. Do you use computers?
Yes.
Why do I see a lot of high-tech around you? What do you do, by the way?
I'm retired now. I was forced into retirement by my previous employer.
Okay. All right. Well, I understand that. But what type of work were you doing?
I was a production maintenance supervisor.
Production maintenance supervisor in what field? What were you supervising or producing?
In the food industry.
In the food industry?
Yes.
Yeah, that's your hidden tail. Even your career was dragged by your hidden tail. Your hidden tail is Cancer. And anything to do with home, real estate, food, hotels, restaurants, this is all on your tail. Let's say if your mom had brought you to me, okay, let's say I'm older enough to be able to do so, I would have pointed out and said to your mother, you know, your child has such a beautiful UCR, such a beautiful child. It can be anything from an attorney to a pilot. It can be anything from an inventor to a designer of electronics. It can be anything from a higher communicator and a writer. I can see your stars being extraordinarily progressive. But nobody was there to push you on your head of the dragon. Do I make sense?
Yes, you do.
And what you do is just to pay the price. Now, okay, did you move yet, or did you relocate, or did you lose a house or something with the home area?
No, I haven't. I'm still in my same place that I built.
Okay, because there is something going on the real estate in the home area, okay?
Okay.
And you should be confident in that one. Now, February, we are in February, it's an important month for you, okay? There is another important month coming your way, and that will be July and August. So I want you to remember that. Are you going into some legal things now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, because I see something very important to sign ahead of you. You have, apart from your tax, is there something else?
No.
No, you don't know. You just be prepared, okay? There is something quite important that you have to sign. And you should be fine. You I see it happening pretty good. You might, for some reason, it might be related to the home thing, the home area or the city, but nothing to worry about. Now, I'm asking you something that's just between you and me, okay? Stay clear from doctor prescriptions and do not take any chemical or drinking because you have an addictive personality. You hear me?
Yes.
All right, my friend. Okay, so the best thing you could do to help you, because you have the head of the dragon in Aquarius, is to tab in this field. Maybe you should call Tirania sometime and let me do a full life reading on you. Because with the dragon set in Aquarius, you will regenerate drastically with my work. Then I'll be able to tune you up. So your car is not going to work properly unless it's tuned properly. And I can tune you up properly to the universal code and, so that you can lead a more productive life. Okay, my friend?
Great. Thank you so much for everything you do, Dr. Terry.
You bet, Rene. Good luck to you, my friend. Good. Bye-bye. All right, now let's see. Liz, are you here? Liz,
hey,
is in.
Dr. Terry, how are you?
Okay, Liz is here, honey. Yes, I'm doing just fine, honey. Thank you very much.
I'm so happy to hear you're both together, the two little lovebirds.
Thank you
sounds
so
gorgeous.
Much. Thank you so much, honey. Yes,
sounds
we
like
got
a sweet little angel.
Thank you. All right. Now, you were born into the constellation of Scorpio November 14th, and I got the year here too. And born into the constellation of Scorpio, as a rule, you have to be very careful not to misuse your stinger, okay? All of those born in November have a very, very special, unique UCI. And you only have two Scorpio. You have the lizard, which is Tirania's dad, constantly stinging her and feeding himself with a pain and a tears and drama like a vampire. That's the stinger. That's the negative scorpion, the lizard. We call it the great lizard. Or you have the eagle. The eagle is just totally the opposite, which happens to be one of our best friends that we have here in Phoenix called Effie. And so many of my other friends that work with me born in November. So I just want you to understand that you're a very, very powerful person, Liz, okay?
Yes.
Now, the worst that can happen to you is to use that stinger against your own self. The past, the guilt, deception, jealousy, resentment, God knows what poison you could sting yourself with. Do not do that. Especially when it comes to also to the affairs of your upbringing or the affairs of love. You know, in all the signs of the zodiac, the most powerful sign I reckon is Scorpio. But when it comes to the affairs of love and children, there is absolutely no practicality in these signs left. Do I make sense?
Yes.
All right. Now, like Tirania, you were born with the moon in Aquarius and the tail of the dragon in Aquarius. Okay? So you have a very strong sense of freedom, but with the tail on Aquarius, you will attract the wrong friends, and you're a little bit cross negatively with your mother or maybe some of the girls around you. Do I make sense?
Oh, yes. My best friends are males.
I know. Well, that's because all Scorpio wants to be male. And,
oh.
So, and in your case, because in your past life you were a guy, you were not a female. That's why you're so strong and so independent. It doesn't take anything away from your beauty or your femininity. And I can tell you, Tirania is indeed the most feminine woman I have ever met in my forever. She is so feminine, and she has a moon, masculine moon, and a tail and a head of the dragon in a masculine sign like you. So this doesn't affect you the wrong way. You follow me?
Yes, yes.
All right. Are you afraid of flying or not, Liz?
No, I love to fly.
You love to fly, okay, because you do have some past life as a pilot, incidentally. That's why you have this great sense of freedom. You're not afraid in height, on high mountain or in an elevator? Just a question.
No.
Okay, good. So you
I am afraid of heights, but not elevators.
Ah, okay, all right. Then, because I see you as a pilot, and when you're a pilot, you got to be a little bit afraid when you're high, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I operate through intuition, of course, but you're a very lucky girl. You were born with Jupiter in Aquarius, which means you would never die of a plane accident. As a matter of fact, having you sitting on a plane is bringing a hell of a lot of luck to everybody else in that plane. Jupiter in Aquarius makes you very, very lucky. And also, your hidden dragon is Cancer, so you're like always smothering people and loving people. Okay?
Yes, I love that.
I know that. Very. And your mission, and you have the same dragon than Princess Diana, you know that, yes?
Yes.
And with the dragon said in Leo, like Charanya, you're supposed to experience what true love is all about. You're supposed to get away from the wrong friends, the wrong groups, anything, especially if they are religious or follow gurus, you need to get off these type of groups. And
oh, I'm not into any of them.
Pardon me, honey?
I'm not into any of those religious gurus.
Good, good, yeah, okay, good. I just point out what the tail does to people that have your dragon, and sometimes they're stuck. They're looking for freedom, and they go in the wrong way. They're looking for the spirits. You also have connection with extraterrestrial. How you feel about that?
I don't know. I'd like to know if I ever had. I have no conscience recollection of any of that.
Well, it's in you. I see it. And the reason why it's not conscious is because it's on your dragon's tail. And that's a good thing, because you could attract the wrong ETs, so to speak. That would make your connection very difficult unless you guide it properly. But let me see something else here. With the head of the dragon, you could, this child depict a teacher of children, a teacher of the light. What do you do in life, by the way?
I am a teacher and a counselor.
Okay, so you already have it. But now, when I say teaching of children, understand that if you have, if you counsel somebody that is 85 years old, older than you, this person will still be your child, because this person needs you. So that's what I've seen in your chart. You have an incredible chart, and your mental process is very structural. You're very detailed. You also have been a doctor in some of your past life. Some of your past life revolve around France, Italy, Japan, and Asia. Very, very interesting chart that you have. Any problem on your back or not?
No.
No headaches either?
Yes, headaches.
Yeah.
I just had the flu.
Yeah, but this doesn't help.
Give me a mega headache.
Yeah. Well, as far as headaches concerned, because you have the tail of the dragon in Aquarius, you could affect electronics around you. Okay, and you're kind of attracting, even if you use your cell phone, it will give you headaches. Anything to do with electronics and computers, even though that you have to work with this thing, it may be a good idea if you have plants around you, or if you take your shoes off and walk on the dirt, or go and grab a tree, or if you have a cat as you work with your computer, let the energy, the electronic energy, go in through your hand into the animals, and the animal will charge you back. Do I make sense or not?
Yes.
Okay, you're like you suck electronic energy and they give you headaches, honey.
Oh,
all right, so
okay.
Just do that. Just do that. Connect with nature. Just touch a tree. Play with plants. Get some flowers. Get a pet, a dog or a cat. When you work with, like my cats, they're sitting next to me and I pet them all the time. And they suck on that energy and they walk around in the dirt outside and they lose that and come back and recharge me again. You need to do that to avoid those headaches. Now, as far as the forecast is concerned, the tail of the dragon is in your home and your family area, and sometimes that means problems with the real estate or with family or children. So are you suffering in that area? Did you move, or did you have anything to do with the home area going on?
Yes, I'm going through a transition right now. My husband had a bad accident years ago, and we're picking up our pieces right now. I had stopped working. I'm raising my 8-year-old as well, and my husband is awaiting to see what happens with his lawsuit.
I see. Well, you should be
moving. He talks about moving to Florida.
Well, you know what? What month was your husband born, honey?
June 14, 1960.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he's a very lucky guy. He's got the full restructure of his finance ahead of him. So this is good. The dragon is pushing on his finances. The dragon's head is moving on his finance area, on the insurance area, on the 8th house of corporate endeavors. So you should be getting something probably around August or July on that direction. You should be very confident, because the universe is pushing you forwards for very specific karmic purpose. And maybe your next level would be to even serve the children of the world, maybe in a different way than what you ever did before, and at the same time take care of your husband and enjoy life. But you should be confident, honey. I see some really good development for you, okay?
I would love to meet you personally in Arizona.
Well, honey,
I hope this comes
through
in the summertime.
We can make anything happen. Just talk to Tiranya and we'll find time and go for lunch. I do that all the time with some of my clients or students that fly through Phoenix, okay?
I would love it. Thank you, Liz. Dr. Curry.
You bet,
God
honey.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye, Liz.
She probably heard you. All right. We're going to talk to Mary. She's in Pennsylvania right now, and her date of birth is April 25th. Oh, yes. Are you here, Mary?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Now, let me show you something here. Tiranya, air clear, and it's all clear, and stop right here. I'm sorry. Tiranya is brand new at the system, and she's handling the laptop and putting all the information on the laptop so I can have the UCI right there like she just did right now. Okay, here you are. You were born into the constellation of Aries. You know that? This is sun sign in Taurus. You know that, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's see. What happened to Rania? She didn't put the last date properly. Just give me a second. You were born with the head of the dragon in Aries, I believe, but let her double check that. She's practicing. There you go. I was right. Yes, you were born with the head of the dragon in Aries, in the constellation of Aries. So you and I, we have the same dragon, because you and I were born the same year. All right?
Okay.
Now, let me ask you a nasty question. You don't have to answer, but maybe you can. How many times have you been married?
Once.
Are you still married?
Yes. I married late in life.
Pardon me?
I married late in life.
Oh, okay. All right. Because you see, when you have the tail of the dragon in the sign of Libra, and you are set for a karmic relationship, which means a lot of marriage or only one good marriage, you seem to have hit the jackpot here. This is good news. Let me see something else here. Do you do any form of communication in writing? Just a question, yes or no?
I have in the past.
You have in the past. Are you into psychology or interior designing? Just a question.
Am I into what?
Psychology or interior designing? Just a question.
I like interior designing, but I don't do it professionally. I just enjoy it.
Okay, because you have a lot of artistical talent in these charts, a lot of artistical talent. Okay, now, the beauty about you being born with your son in Taurus in the second house is that the universe wants you to make a lot of money. And your mind is also concerned with money, sometimes a little bit too much. So let me give you a little tip, okay, just for the sake of it. If you want to become a millionaire in life, you have to think and behave like one, even when you don't have any money. So how do you do that? Do I make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, because money is a very important thing for you. I can see this. Now, do you like to cook, or do you like to eat, or both? don't shoot me.
Both.
I know, sweetheart. You're very gifted with food, very gifted with feeding and caring for people. Very, very, very beautiful soul here. Now, one thing that I see in this chart that could go against you, so not again, I have to be honest because I cannot tell you what you want to hear, okay? It's free, so let me be me, okay?
You're too fussy.
You're too fussy. You're too picky. You know what I'm saying?
Too picky?
Too picky, yes. You want to have everything organized and clean, and sometimes you throw things away, or your husband says, why are you so messy, or whatever. Do I make sense or not?
Yes.
I'm just joking. All right. I don't want you to eat when you're upset because you could have some problem in your digestive tract. Okay?
Okay.
Anytime you eat and you're upset, it's going to get to your guts, and that's going to put some stress on your intestines, and we don't want any problem there. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, let me see. You definitely have everything to do anything. Are you into natural healing?
Yes.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, I'm trying to look out of other things in this chart here that depict a lot of work in previous past life, but you were a doctor, but not a doctor as you perceive it today. You were an herbal doctor. How do you feel with plants and green and things like that?
I love plants. I believe in herbal medicine.
Yeah, you were like a plant doctor, and that is from some of your past life in the Middle East. That's interesting. Do you like dancing or not? It's a question.
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead.
I like tap and ballet when I was younger. I'm not so coordinated these days, but...
No, of course not. But like every one of us at our age, honey. But you do have some past life as an herbal doctor in the Middle East. Okay. And let me go even past that. Let me go to another past life. Let me go deeper. Okay, what? How do you feel about Germany?
I don't like Germany. I just, it gives me the willies.
Yeah, you have some really, really, really difficult time in Germany. And I'm not going to go and dig into that anymore, but it was very dramatic during this specific area of your life, in this life, in Germany. We're going to skip that. All right, do you like water? Do you like swimming or not? Or are you afraid?
I don't like swimming in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Because I see something with water too. Let me go. Okay. If you were to the art, what type of art do you think you would be? You would love to practice music, dancing, painting. What type of art would it be? Tell me.
Painting.
So you do have the photographic memory there. Okay, I see. This is all good. Okay. Another question. Do you have any neck problem or not?
My neck and shoulders bother me all the time.
Yeah, I see some energy around your neck that you need to fix that. And that is due to the stress. Okay, now, as far as I can see, the dragon has affected you negatively in the affairs involving your home and your children, okay? Like every one of us, this miserable economy is putting a lot of stress on your security, and that's where the stress on your neck comes from, too. Maybe you should ask your husband to give you a little massage, a little bit more on your neck, honey. Do you see a chiropractor sometimes?
Yes.
Okay, you should. Oh, by the way, you have a healing power on your hands. Do you know that?
Yes, I'm a Reiki master.
Yeah, you have a natural healing power through your hands. I can feel that through your chart. This is insane. This is such a powerful chart. The problem you have, or you have had, is that you were too concerned with other people in your life. You're such a big heart. You're such a caring person. You will always put everybody before you. And then you've been smashed a few times, so you're standing on your own right now. But I tell you what. Have you thought of teaching anything that you have learned and crystallize it in the form of a book?
I haven't thought about writing a book.
Well, maybe you want to think of it, because this chart denunciates a turnaround in your financial situation due to communication. Now, how can you be very wealthy in communication unless you become an international speaker like I am or write books? Do that make sense?
Uh-huh.
So I want you to concentrate on that, okay? And I see definitely... As far as your home is concerned, I don't know if you moved yet, but I see a relocation in your home and a turnaround, 180 turnaround in your career.
Wonderful.
And that's going to be, as I'm speaking to you now, I see it coming, I see a lot of things coming your way around April, and that is next door. Okay, so be aware in April, and probably you're going to either email me, let me know in the future, but I see either some people or something that's going to take place that will help you to restructure your career. And as far as moving, make sure if you have to move to do your astrocartography, okay? Very, very important that you do your astrocartography.
Okay.
All right. You got all that, honey?
When did you see a move?
I see April and October. April more for your career, and April maybe for the move, or vice versa. I'm giving you the timing, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you, Dr. Turi.
You bet, honey. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. We have Matt from California. Matt, are you here?
Yes, I am, Dr. Terry. Thank you very much.
You bet. Matt, just tell me, where are you in California?
I'm out here at the border of Ventura and Los Angeles.
Ah, okay. We're supposed to go down there. We got some big meeting to do with some very famous crowd.
Yes, I'm going. Actually, this week I'm going to the Conscious Life Expo this weekend at the LA Airport.
Oh, I see. I was supposed to be there, but much too busy to actually do that.
Yeah, I was hoping you would be there to see him.
Oh, well, next time. All right, so let me look at you, Matt. So you were born in a constellation of Cancer, you know that, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so you are completely and entirely the jurisdictions of the moon. So the book that I have written called Moon Power, have you ever had a copy of this book?
No, I haven't.
Well, my friend, it was written for you. You have absolutely no idea how powerful this book and how beneficial this book would be for you. And I'm not trying to do any sell because everything sells good. I'm concerned for you, mostly because born into the constellation of Cancer, you're completely under the jurisdiction of the moon, which means you cannot put your nose outside not knowing where the moon is so that you can be at the right time at the right place, but you could also be at the wrong place at the wrong time. So it's important to know and build enough cosmic consciousness when it comes to your ruler, the moon. Because in your case, she's a little bit more than the dead rock hanging above your head for the sake of beauty. You follow me? All right, don't eat when you're upset your stomach. You could burn the lining of your stomach. Do you like hot food or not?
A combination.
Okay, well,
make
sure not to eat when you're upset, not to burn the lining of your stomach, okay?
Yeah, I eat very healthy. I stay with an organic lifestyle.
Oh, I know, my friend. I could see. I don't know any Virgo which is not into health. And that's because any Cancer. Why do I say Virgo? Because if you want to know how somebody think and talk, you go into the third house. The first house is your soul's purpose to feed and protect the world. The second house is Leo, which means you shine making money. You shine with money like Ross Perot being a Cancer and owning a lottery estate area. Or Bush, you shine with your money. But your mental process, your third house, July, August, September is Virgo. So you think and you talk like a Virgo. Virgo is the sign that regulates health and homeopathic natural healing. That's why you think this way. Do I make sense?
Yes.
Okay, on top of that, in your mental process, you have Jupiter in Virgo, which means you're naturally set to learn and to teach anything about natural healing. And then you have another planet in your mental process. It's Pluto, the planet of life and death, investigation, metaphysics, and witchcraft in your mental process. And that turns your thought into a laser beam that can easily go against the atomic structure of your body if you start to think the wrong way. Then you also have another planet called Uranus, which means well ahead of time. Your mental process is the one of a genius, of an inventor, somebody who can catch up with the cosmic code. You have a very advanced chart, my friend. Now, your tail of the dragon is Libra, and is affecting also your home area, messing up the upbringing, and maybe bringing you the wrong partner a few times. So the question I have for you, how many times have you been married? Are you here? Matt? Are you here, Matt? We lost him. Okay. Maybe we got someone else on the line. Matt, are you here? 1, 2, 3. No, Matt is gone, so you will have to call back, my friend Matt. I'm sorry. Let's try Barbara. Barbara, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Barbara. I'm sorry we have lost Matt. But,
I know.
well, you know what? There is no accident. Maybe Matt is set to call me and to understand the message I have for him. He needs a little bit more, maybe, than just communicating on the radio. There is no accident. You know, when you're so intense into a discussion and all of a sudden it shut down, either you lose the person or your battery down, dies on you, this is a message from your subconscious that there is something here that you don't know and you need to know. So the universe is shut down for you to call again. Do I make sense again?
Yep.
All right, Barbara, you're also from California. Tell me, where are you calling from?
Riverside.
Riverside. All right, so Well, you too, you are a Scorpio, and you have the tail of the dragon in Scorpio. Oh, my gosh. That is powerful. That is powerful. Okay, I'm going to call you a name. I'm going to call you a witch. Yep.
That's funny.
Okay. Now, anytime you have the tail of the dragon in Scorpio with Mercury and the Sun, this is a very strong signal that you carry a hell of a lot of witchcraft residue, okay? Now, the idea is like, for all of those born in November, is to kill that scorpion and build the phoenix of the zodiac. You heard of that, yes?
Yes.
The eagle. You are the eagle. You're not the great lizard. You are the eagle. So do not misuse your witchcraft residue against you or to suck the energy on other people because God knows what insecurity you may carry with you, okay? All right, now let's see. Scorpio rules also the reproductive area, and as a rule, Scorpio are very, very private. I'm surprised you don't care to talk about yourself in the world here. You're a very private person, but you also love to talk. You also love to talk because you have the moon in Gemini, correct?
Yes.
Moon in Gemini is a perfect combination for talking, while your tail of the dragon is very private. So that's why you have so many different personalities when it comes to anything. Follow me? You look younger than your age. Do people say that?
Yes, they do.
I see that. Do you write? Do you speak any languages?
No.
Okay, well, that's kind of a little west of your moon in Gemini, because that is a perfect position for writing, talking, and general communication, including languages. I was born with the moon in Gemini. Now, do you have a good memory? This moon in Gemini sometimes mess up the memory. Do you have a good memory or not?
Most of the time. Lately, not.
Okay, because I see that. Okay. But don't worry, okay, about that. So very often, this moon in Gemini also depict an ADD, attention deficit disorder, which, of course, has nothing to do with being a disorder. It's a gift. Einstein was also an ADD like me and you,
right. So
to speak.
Yes.
All right, so your moon is on your eighth house. Do you talk to your mother, or she's your worst enemy?
Actually, my mom has passed, but we were really good friends, yeah.
Good, okay. So you happen to have a very, very interesting position of the moon. You could talk to your mother. Do you know that?
Yeah, I do.
You do? You bet you do, honey.
Yeah.
Your moon is on your eighth house. That's the communication with the dead or the spirits of the higher order.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Do you like some time to be just left alone in the dark and don't talk to nobody and shut down?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay, you definitely are the Scorpio tail. Very powerful. Now, do people tell you you're too sarcastic sometimes?
Once in a while.
Once in a while.
Not too often, yeah.
Yeah, because you're very direct. You're very honest.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's see. Go ahead.
More in a softer way.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Now, anyone born in November, especially with the tail of the dragon in Scorpio, not only carry witchcraft residue, but a hell of a lot of work involving the medical field. Okay? And the power is also in the hands. Have you ever thought of doing something with your hand, a massage or something like that? Just a question.
Yeah, I have. I was laid off last year, so I've been thinking about, you know, a new career.
I tell you what. If you don't follow your dragon said, you're going to end up working in an office or in a bank or something like that. Okay?
Okay.
Where did you work, by the way?
I actually was an executive assistant, so I worked in an office.
Doing what? Was it financial?
No, I was like a secretary for executives.
Okay, but was it for the medical field? Was it for financial?
No. It was in the IT world.
Okay, IT world, absolutely not where you belong, honey. Okay, now the great option is given to you, because Scorpio is a sign of life and death. You know that.
Yes.
You're going to be forced, being born in November, to die, period.
Well, yeah, I've done that.
I know you know what I mean, Barbara.
Yes.
But this is an important time for you, because the option to die and rebirth yourself where you belong is given to you, okay? Now, did you move yet, or are you planning to move?
We just moved a year ago.
Good, good. Because with the tail of the dragon in your career area, there's no surprise for you to be completely where you're at. So take it as a blessing. Your aptitude for detail, your aptitude for homeopathic healing organization is a blessing. Your aptitude for communication is also another blessing for you. You need to put this towards your dragon's head. Okay?
Okay.
And your dragon's head is in Taurus. Now, Taurus rules money. You should be a millionaire, a billionaire with such a dragon's head. Knowing what I know, oh my gosh. Okay. Now, you are set to succeed towards midlife or the latest part of your life. Okay?
Okay.
Because you are going to be attracting people that are going to open doors to you. I want you to keep your eyes open as close as May. Okay?
Okay.
May. It's next door. Watch for the new moon of May. And 2 weeks later, you're going to see what I know what I'm talking about. You're going to get the opportunity coming your way to either launch something with somebody or on your own. But in many ways, I want you to concentrate on running your show. You're on a show, and you have gift in your hands. I can only give you energy and point out where the gold mine is. And you're the one who have to find it, Barbara, okay?
Okay.
Because you're, as much as you're a very deep, mystical, and private person, you're also very friendly, you're very critical, very detail-oriented, you have to have everything organized around you, and very often you're not satisfied because everybody's messy or unorganized around you, okay? So okay. Why not running your show and keep everything where you want it to be? Make sense?
Sounds good, yes.
All right, sweetheart, check up for me, and good luck to you, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It.
Bye-bye. You bet. Bye-bye. Yeah, you know what? This is what life is all about. Yeah, I've just lost my computer. We lost everything. Hello? Okay, I've lost my computer. Hello? Mercury is red. Shame, my computer just died. Oh, okay, it's coming back. It's coming back. Okay, now, we have had a little Mercury retrograde problem here. Everything just shut down on my computer and just came up again. So, Stefan, can you hear me from Florida?
Yes.
Good, good. You were born August the 6th, 1993, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So, how old are you?
I'm 15, actually.
That's interesting. So young and so spiritual. That's amazing. Okay, now, Stephen, you were born in the constellation of Leo. You're the king of the zodiac. You know that?
Yes.
Okay, the universe wants you to build a stage. The universe wants you to stand. But you've got weaknesses in these charts. Can I tell them what they are?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, stay clear from any friends that do drugs or any friends that is into Allah, Buddha, or Jesus story or any groups on that connection. Do you follow me or not?
Yeah.
Okay, think and listen carefully. Stay clear, I repeat myself, from friends that do drugs, that drinks too much, or any type of guru or religion, because that's the only way for you to miss the goal and establish yourself as a king in this lifetime. If you got that, you already have halfway from the gold mine. Okay?
Okay.
All right, let me see. As far as your mind is concerned, you're a very sharp, very, very sharp person. You are very, very lucky indeed in foreign land and with foreigners. Foreigners, I'm one of those, are going to be your best teachers. As long as they don't come from anything guru or religious, you are going to benefit drastically from any trips in foreign lands. As a matter of fact, I see you living in foreign land and marrying somebody from foreign land. And I see you having two or three lives in one. You need to concentrate a little bit because sometimes you are all over the place. And don't drive too fast when you start driving, and don't break your arms or your legs, because I see you're a daredevil sometimes. You hear me?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it is true. Careful on wheels out there, that's what I'm trying to say. Do you do anything with wheels?
I'm driving now.
Okay, just be slow. And remember, listen to me carefully. You have the moon in Pisces, which means Neptune might get you if you drink or if you take any beyond-the-counter medication for a cold or God knows what, you're going to fall asleep on your car. You hear me?
Oh, okay.
So if you're tired, as soon as you see your eyes, say, oh my gosh, I'm tired, stop. Don't push yourself. Just aim for the first area where you could stop your car if you're on a highway. Look for a resting place. Stop your car. Sleep only half an hour, and you're going to go back fresh and fine. Do not push yourself when you feel tired when you're driving. You have the tail of the dragon into the sign of Gemini. Gemini rules transportation, communication, your cars. And if you're not listening to me, you're going to break your bones and you're going to end up in a hospital in an accident. I want this not to happen. So if you hurt me, you'll be just fine. You got me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. How do you feel about animals?
I love dogs.
You love dogs. Good, because the universe wants you to take care of somewhere, somehow, of animals. I don't know. Do you like dogs? You don't like horses? Are you afraid of horses?
My mom used to take me riding on horses when I was little.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I see horses around you. Okay, this is good. Try, as I said, avoid gambling when you grow up a little bit. If you go to Vegas, don't go crazy with that, okay? you can see that. Lately, you haven't been too happy, my friend. You've been a bit depressed, yeah?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, what was it? A girlfriend? What was it? Why? Why did you go down? Why? Tell me.
Just things at home and with mom. Yeah.
I know. I know. I see a little bit of instability and fight and disturbance at home. Do you sleep a lot?
Actually, yeah, I do.
Yeah, I see you sleeping a lot. You're trying to forget where you're at, my friend. Now, that's okay. I see you moving in an exotic island sometime. Have you thought of that? You don't know yet, eh? I see you going to an exotic island. I don't know. It could be as far as Australia, where you're going to be extraordinarily lucky. I see you going to Hawaii, too. You're very, very lucky in exotic place and in foreign land. I want you to remember that, okay? All right, let me tell you something here. June's going to be a little bit tough on you. June is next door, okay? Just tap it up. Whatever is thrown at you, remember me, okay? But in December, this December, you are going to get one of the most beautiful news coming your way. Or maybe it's somebody from a foreign land or something that you're going to fall in love with or something. I see December to be really, really interesting for you. Until then, you got to tap it out and don't get depressed and don't get down. You hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any other question for me?
Okay. No, that's it.
All right, my friend. Master
right,
some language. Okay, and last thing that I have to tell you, master some language, especially Latino languages, okay?
I'm taking Chinese now.
Yes, oh, I love it. Okay, this is great, this is wonderful. This is good. You're going just to the right place, my friend. Good luck to you.
All right, thank you.
Bye. This is wonderful. You know, when you have confirmation from people that are listening to the show, it really helped me to help people, especially this is a kid, 1993, can you imagine that? That tells you that when I tell you this generation ahead of us is so advanced, is so smart, so spiritual, they realize the damage of what religion can do, and I'm advising them to stay clear from all this junk so that they don't suffer themselves. All right, we got Jen from New Jersey. Jen, are you here?
Yes, hi, Dr. Terry. How are you?
Absolutely wonderful, honey. Thank you very much. Atiranya, say hello to Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Terry.
How are you?
I'm so glad you've moved. Congratulations.
Well, so am I. Thank you, too.
All right.
I hope you feel much better soon.
All right, sometimes I think I'm with Marilyn Monroe here. Then when she talks to me, and she doesn't make it out, she's this way all the time. It's wonderful. All right, Jen, I have your stars in front of me here. She did a good job here. You were born in the constellation of Capricorn, you know that, yes?
Yes.
And again in January, this is the winter time. The winter time means, of course, that... are you here?
Yes.
Okay, because my computer again is behaving weird. But in the winter time, the first part of your life will be kind of a struggle, Jen, okay? There is no fruits in the trees in the middle of January when you were born, and that depicts that you have a long, long road ahead of you, where you may be forced to lose everything in life once or twice. Did that happen to you yet or not?
No.
Lucky you. You're very, very lucky not to have lost anything. And I wish I could tell you only the good things, but I have to tell you...
Well, I've lost love.
Well, hey, that is a big loss. You know, if I was going to lose my Toronto, I'd be down too. You know what I'm saying? I would be very much hurt. But what I'm trying to say is, loss doesn't have to be a house or your wallet. It could be a person, and that would just ruin your heart, and it is a big loss. And the reason why I asked you that, and I didn't want to go there, is because your tail of the dragon is in your fifth house. And the fifth house deals with love, romance, and children. Now, you never lost a child. You don't have to answer. Just keep that for you. All right, let me move on here. Do you use computers, honey?
A little, yes.
Okay, all right. You have your Mercury in Aquarius. So, communication, writing, electronics, computers, the World Wide Web, television, New Age matter, astrology, you have the best position to master the cosmic code and even to teach it in time, okay? Now, you have the moon in Cancer, so you like to eat or you like to cook, or both?
Cook. And
eat. There you go. You don't work. I see you as a caretaker. What do you do in life? What did you do?
Oh, I'm in sales.
Sales?
For outdoor yard products.
Yard products? Because I see you, when I say caretaking, I saw your moon in Cancer, and Cancer was home and family, so you have to do something for the home and family, but you're doing it for the yard, so it's the same. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
looks
yeah.
That way. All right, do you have any allergies?
Not anymore. I did as a child.
Okay, what type of allergy you had?
Oh, hay fever, dust, mold,
okay.
Anything.
Okay,
of
so it's all gone now, eh?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
You never broke an arm or a finger?
Foot.
You broke a foot because I see some broken bones here. What was it? What were you running or something? How did that happen?
I like to call it instant karma.
I see. Maybe you were not supposed to go in that direction or to that situation or that person. Long story. We're not going to go there. Okay, question. Do you like to write or not?
A little bit, yes.
Okay, because I see you, if you were to discipline yourself and crystallize your thought, you could definitely be one of the greatest teachers anybody can have. You have gift in psychology, you have gift in astral psychology if you were to master it, but the problem you have is that you're very insecure, and you need a hell of a lot of love, tons of love. Whoa, okay, are you married now?
No.
Okay, all right. The tail of the dragon is in the area of love, so it's very, and you have the moon in Cancer, which means if you're looking for Mr. Right, you better watch the moon, okay? And you need to socialize also a little bit more, okay? Love is not, you know, for you to have love knocking at your door, it would have to be the postman trying to fix a television, right? if you're looking for love that way, it's going to be very tough. And I'm just being sarcastic, but what I'm trying to tell you here I know you need love. I know you're totally, totally a beautiful soul. I can see that tail messing up the area of your heart and been doing this since you're a child. Okay, so what I'm trying to say here is that you have to watch the moon, socialize a little bit more, and most of all, your Venus is in Sagittarius. Do you know what that means?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said your Venus, which is the planet of love and romance, which control your dragon's tail in Taurus, is in Sagittarius. And do you know what that means? That means that true love is in a foreign ground. Doesn't mean you have to take the plane and go to France or Africa to find a lover, right? Because people travel all over the place. This is why you have to make yourself available in terms of finding love. Because once you find love, guess what? You're going to find a home, you're going to find security, and you're going to find money. Because the stars are set for you to attract other people money. And it's all on your 11th house of wishes and friends, which means if you don't socialize or interact with people after the new moon, you, not only you're not going to find love, but you're never going to find financial security. So it's important to aim on that direction. And remember, all of those born in January can only attract people 10, 20, 30 years younger or older than themselves. Have you noticed that yet or not?
Ooh, no, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, check. Anytime you go out with somebody which is 2-3 years older or younger than you, it's not going to work. It has to be a minimum of 10 years. The older or the younger, the better. So in other words, older guys, when you're young and younger, as you get older. That's no bad, is it?
No, remember, no.
Remember, the first part of your life, the first part of your life cannot be positive with these charts. It's just a normal life with a lot of holes. Do I make sense?
Yes,
and
yes.
And I believe you're about to turn over. Do you know why I'm saying that? Because in August 2009, the head of the dragon is moving on you in Capricorn. For 2 years, you're going to have the head of the dragon on you and your seventh house of marriage. This means, you know it or not, you like it or not, you may be forced to move. Have you thought of that yet or not?
No, I just finished building my house.
Ah, just watch, just listen carefully. You are going to be forced to reevaluate your home, your security, and your seventh house of marriage and partnerships. So this can only mean if you are with the wrong people, as far as business or love is concerned, or married, that person is gone. And if you are alone, hey, the head and the tail of the dragon wants you to fill the house. Now you have a house, you need a husband. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
And that's what's next. And that's the message I have for you today.
Wonderful. So you think starting in August, there's good potential for a relationship?
Honey, I'm saying it again. In August, you need confirmation. In August, the head of the dragon is moving on you into the sign of Capricorn, forcing you to reevaluate everything about you and your marriage area. So if you're alone, you're going to have somebody in. And if you're in with somebody that doesn't deserve you, he's out. That's very clear. That's very simple. So watch. Watch for November 2009 and watch for May 2009. And then you talk to me. You got that?
Very good.
All right, sweetheart. Good luck to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Dr. Terry.
And bye-bye to you too.
All right. Okay, we're going to talk to Lavette from Georgia. Lavette, are you here?
Yes, I am.
That's a French name. Where did you get such a beautiful name? You stole a French name, Lavette. It's beautiful.
My mom gave it to me. She has French in her. Dad was French.
Ah, that's what it is. That's a beautiful name. Lavette from Georgia. Well, Georgia. What cities are you at?
Ackworth, Georgia. It's the suburbs of Atlanta.
Atlanta, Georgia. All right, sweetheart. Well, let me tell you something.
I'm happy to be talking to you, and I bought several of your books in Moon Powers.
Thank you.
So I'm
thank
really
you,
excited
honey.
About talking to you.
Thank you, sweetie. All right, now, first of all, your birthday is coming up soon, isn't it?
Yes, on the 19th.
Yeah, baby. Mine is coming on the 26th, and we're going to have a huge party here. I wish you could just come here, because I'm having a bunch of friends. We're going to have a party. As a matter of fact, we're having it on the 28th, because I want the party to be on Saturday, so people can get drunk.
Oh, my
and the next
goodness.
Day they can relax.
Yeah, we can say Georgia.
I love it. You see, my Aquarius girlfriend, Aquarius tail girlfriend. All right. Now, love it. Born into the sign of Aquarius with Mercury in Aquarius, like me, literally, you will always regenerate with the affairs involving the New Age, affairs of astrology, affairs that are outside of this world. And like everyone, including Terania, loaded with the world of Aquarius, you are set to aim and to attract this energy. Okay?
Okay. Now, you now, read me in, because I've always wanted, so I would be an Aquarius here, because I'm like right on the edge of Aquarius or Pisces.
No, you are the true Aquarius in my line of work, honey, because you have your Mercury and your Sun at 29, 24 degrees into the world of Aquarius. And like me, you were born with the head of the dragon in Aries in your third house. That means you are set by the universe if you crystallize your thought and discipline yourself to become a writer or a speaker and a top leader of the mind. But are you going to jump on your dragon's head and find yourself? Or are you going to let the past and wrong relationships and problems and other people mess up with you? That's where we're at.
I'm trying to find myself.
Well, you're going to do it with me, that's for sure. You have exactly the same housing system and the same dragon than me. I should be a good example to you of what you could be doing if you like this type of field. And you obviously do. If not, you wouldn't be talking to me, correct?
Correct.
Now, Lavette, what type of relationship you have with your mother? Is it difficult? Pardon me?
I had a lot of trouble, a whole lot of trouble in my childhood. Everything dealing with my home life is
Well, you have
something always bad happens.
Mm-hmm. In my work, you have the moon in Scorpio, and Scorpio is the sign of death and drama. And the moon represents your connection with your mother and the upbringing. And that moon is so close to your dragon's tail that only trouble and karma can be coming from this moon. But that doesn't mean that you cannot fix the situation or be happy ever after. You understand that. Okay, question number two. How many times have you been married?
Once.
You're not married still? Are you married still or not?
I'm still married now. 22 years now.
It's a long way. The tail of the dragon in Libra can only bring about a karmic relationship that lasts forever or are just terrible. So, again, it's challenging, but it's there to stay for the time being, at least. Now, let me see what I detect with you. Do you suffer headaches or sinuses or not?
No.
Okay, good. So your dragon said is so very clear. So very clear.
But I did have a skull fracture in 87, but I don't have any headaches.
I saw something on the head. But because you have the head of the dragon in Aries, and Aries rules the crane or the your head, your bones in your head, you're protected from violent death. And if you didn't have this dragon's dead in Aries, your head will be on the road right now. You'd be dead. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, I do.
Yeah, you'll understand me. Now, are you into healing, natural healing? And because you have the chart of a doctor also. What are you doing in life? Tell me. Love it.
Trying to do real estate, and I'm having the market now, and I'm depressed. It's like gone to hell.
Yeah, that's exactly what it
but,
is.
But I attract people always. I think when people talk to me, they feel better. But I think I can heal people emotionally because I attract people like flies.
Let me tell you a few things. If you count six from February, you're going to end up in July. July rules the real estate. This is why those born in February wants to work on the real estate, owns hotels and restaurants. I got a friend right here in Phoenix who owns a sushi bar and the deluxe bar. He's born in February. All his life, all he did is to feed people. Now, I'm also like you, born in February, but I don't feed people physically. I feed people spiritually. And this is your next step, honey. This is why the universe is putting so much stress and so much barrier in front of you, not to get into other real estate. Now, if you want to do it, go ahead, make your day, right? I can only tell you what I know. And what I'm telling you is that in August, the head of the dragon is moving in your subconscious. And the tail of the dragon is moving on your 6 hours of work and health, which means the universe wants you to completely and entirely restructure your work and restructure your subconscious creative forces. So what's going to happen? I tell you what, you are going to fulfill your mission as an Aquarius, which is representing a beautiful soul, gathering the cosmic code information into a big jar and serving this water to a very thirsty world. Do I make sense?
Yeah, in a poetic way.
What I'm trying to tell you is that you don't know just yet, but probably around April, you are going to understand me, because you may want to take, you're going to take a course or something that are going, that is going to lead you into the spirits. You are not going to feed and protect people on the physical level. You think you are, but the universe said no. This is why the real estate is not working. All right, and it's going to.
Okay.
And you are going to move in the direction where you belong, and you're going to move in a direction where you're going to be rewarded drastically by God and the cosmic code, because you have heard and listened to the message of the Creator in your UCI. You understand the word UCI?
Oh, yes. I read all of your stuff.
Okay. Well, you have quite a lot of good things ahead of you, love it. Just stand strong and watch for April and go there and start to feed and protect people like I do on a spiritual level, because this is what you were meant to do. Until then,
spiritual
good luck to you, honey.
Level. Okay.
That's right. Watch for April, just like Dr. Sherry did, and look where it landed him with me.
I love it. All right. Now, Jojo, that's my brother's name in California. Are you here, Jojo?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely. Can I call you Joe or Jojo?
Either way, Jojo. Whatever is comfortable for you.
Well, I call my brother Jojo, so hey, Jojo. Oh. All right, you were born July 18, 1975. I can already tell you that the tail of the dragon is on your second house of money, and that literally neutralizes your self-esteem and your finances. So tell me, how do you feel with the economy, with the current economy?
I'm doing my best to be creative, I guess is the word, because at this point, it seems like everything, not everything, but most things I try are just a dead end. So, but I find a way. I always find a way.
You bet. You're a Scorpio dragon's head, my friend. You can't lose. You also have the moon in Scorpio. But the tail of the dragon in the sign of Taurus could lead you to the wrong people. So just be careful, okay? Because this tail of the dragon in Taurus depict many, many of your past life in Switzerland. Well, the only thing you did was to spend money and control people with your fortunes. And this tail of the dragon could bring the people from past life karmically connected with you. That would lead you into the wrong behavior. So stay clear from anything that is against the law. I'm not saying you do or you will or whatever. I'm just pointing out something in your chart. And sometimes people feel it, sometimes they stay away from it, but you better be advised to stay clear from the wrong friends that want to make money really fast. Do that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, good. All right, now, born in July, my friend, there is absolutely no way in this lifetime that you are going to succeed if you do things when you feel like. You've got to do things in relationship to the universal law. Now, have you ever put your hand on my book, Moon Power?
No, but I've heard you on Coast to Coast. I've looked at it, I think, online.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can always look it from my website. You have some section that can give you a little idea. But it's a little investment, $20. I don't know who cannot afford $20, that can turn around and help you to make and save millions in the long run. So I think it's a worthwhile little investment for you, okay? When you get this book, you have to read the area, the universal law of the moon, and understand how important it is for you to synchronize, to sign contract, to travel, to do things when the moon is waxing. There is no way around you, born in July, with the moon as your regulator, to do things when you feel like not watching the moon as she goes through the belt of the zodiac. Okay? So that's my first advice. And second advice is don't eat when you're upset to avoid a lot of mess in your stomach. Okay?
Okay.
Another thing that I see with you, with the moon and the head of the dragon in Scorpio, you're a natural investor. Okay? You have a good nose. The problem is when the tail of the dragon is on the second house, where you can dance and sing and stand on your head. Until this dragon gets out of it, you're going to have a lot of problem. This is why America, July 4, 1776, a cancer country, is going through hell literally to jumpstart this economy. And everybody is going crazy out there, not knowing that the tail of the dragon is there. karmically forcing those big abusers to pay their karma. And until August, no progress will be made. What is it that people don't understand? It's as simple as 2 and 2 that makes 4. And you're going to be, as the future has always been my witness, realizing this when comes August. We are going to take about 2 years after August to get all these things back together. Okay? So it doesn't mean that you have to suffer, but you have to do like every one of us. You have to cut down on something and reevaluate your option and maybe build up a different strategy. You get some, you know, you got to do something to beat the dragon because he's messing everybody else, not just you.
Okay,
make sense?
And it does. And with the tail of the dragon in my second house, when does that leave?
The dragon will be out next August. This is why the government is doing all they can and putting all this money back into the system again, trying to jump start. That's going to work, but nothing really will work until that tail of the dragon gets off this house. And that's not going to be before next August. It's like, for example, you're sitting at the red light. And you know for a few seconds that light is red. Then you decide just to go because you don't want to wait for the light to turn green. What's going to happen to you? Okay?
Smush.
Smush. So this is what I'm trying to tell you and to all these people, millions of people listening to the show all over the world. I'm asking you guys to tough it out until August. This is when the light's going to turn green. August 2009. Now things after that, it's going to take a certain time to put everything back in motion, but I have promised it many, many times, okay, that America was set by birth with a dragon's head in the second house of money. America was born July 4, 1776, with the dragon's head in Leo in the second house of money. Right now we have the tail. So America is undergoing a 24th cycle of low energy. And after that, America will be right back to where it belongs, right on the top.
So just you have to take control of your own leash, because everybody has a little bit of that dominance in them.
And that's all there is, patience and education. All right, let me see something else. You were born with Jupiter in your 10th house of career also, Jojo.
Okay.
And that means... if you decide to invest, maybe you want to check something in Mexico or outside of this country, or maybe associate a little bit more with foreigners. Jupiter is the greatest planet you can have. Jupiter gives everything for free. And a lot of people do not even know who Mr. Jupiter, the Lord of Luck, the Lord of Expansion, is all about. So if you don't tap on this guy, well, why not? You're messing up again. Knowledge is power, ignorance is evil. So just remember, investing with foreigners on in foreign land, and then you're going to be just growing non-stop, because that's the laws. I don't write the laws, I translate the laws for you today. You got all that, Jojo?
Yeah, and with that investment in foreign countries, because I'm an artist, and mm-hmm. specifically I photograph moonlight, which is funny.
Mm-hmm. you photograph moonlight, and you're a cancer. Oh my gosh, somebody has got to get it.
I was just giving you that as confirmation on what you're saying this whole time.
This is beautiful.
If I'm traveling in other countries and literally taking pictures, creating my art and bringing them back here, does that count in terms of the investment? Are you talking?
You're so smart. You're so intuitive, my friend. Yes, you give it birth in a foreign land, in a waxing moon, and now bring it back at home becomes what you call a follow-up, and then you'd be just fine. But just consider just using the information that I give you today. And then once you start to tap on Jupiter, I mean, the Wheel of Fortune is right there for you, my friend, especially in your 10th house of career. You got absolutely no way to miss with such a beautiful chart if you just understand the mechanics of the cosmic code. And I can only teach you the basics today. So don't be afraid to invest at least on a little book. If you want to know more, of course, you have to become a student and master the trade. But for the time being, I give you the keys. The golden keys is in your hand now, so go and deal with it, my friend. Okay, Jojo?
Well, thank you, Dr. Turi. And,
sure,
and I'm going to get your book. Are you going to be at the Conscious Life Expo this weekend?
No, I'm too busy. I'm going to be somewhere else. But
okay, well, one of these.
But one of these days we will meet. No problem. Okay, Jojo?
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Surely welcome.
Have a great
Bye-bye,
day.
Jojo. Thank you. Well, it's 5:43. We still have this telephone line. Block. Oh, Skylar. Skylar. Oh, no. Oh, no. Skylar is next. Arlene from Pennsylvania. Are you here, honey?
Yes, I am, doctor.
Okay. What city are you calling me from?
I am calling from Elverson, Pennsylvania, which is out about 30 miles west of Philadelphia. It's a small little town way out in the country.
Is it cold out there, Arlene?
Pardon me?
Is it cold out there?
No, it's warm out here. It's in the 60s.
Interesting.
It's been great. Today was beautiful.
But all right.
What I wanted to discuss with you was I feel a healing energy in my hands. I've felt it for a long time, and it feels like it's getting stronger, because especially if I close my eyes and I put my hands, like I clasp my fingers together, not clench them, just straight out, but put them all together, like my four fingers above with my thumb. And then I like go back and forth. I actually generate an energy that pulls like a magnetic pull. And I always felt that I was a healer. And sometimes when people are sick, I want to say, I think I can make your headache go away or something, but I'm always afraid that I'm going to look stupid. But I always feel in my heart that I can do that.
Well, let me give you confirmation here.
What you saw there.
Arlene, let me give you confirmation right away. You were born with Saturn, Jupiter, and Uranus, the three long-lasting, most powerful planets all in the sign of Taurus. And Taurus rules the sense of touch, massage, and healing to the hand. So, you were born with the gift. The only problem that I see in your chart is that you were born with the tail of the dragon in Aries. And that means not having enough confidence, or thinking that people are going to think you don't know what you're doing, or wanted to do something and never doing it. So
yeah,
this has to change. This has to change.
I really feel that I could heal people. I do. I feel that so strongly within myself. Like if somebody's sick, I feel like I can heal them, but I always feel like, oh, God, if I say it, they're going to think I'm, like, nuts. But I feel this energy flowing through my hands.
I know, sweetheart. On top of that, your dragon said is Libra, with the moon in Libra, okay? This, and all in your seventh house, this means that once you find balance and harmony and find yourself and build up your self-esteem and take some real education, the gift is there. So you can master Reiki, okay? You can master anything. You will be amazed of the duplication of your self-esteem and the power that you were born with. And I don't want you to think, I think I can heal people. No, you got to change that. You got to say, I will heal people because I was born with the gift. Dr. Cherry told me, and you are. I'm confirming 150% your stellium in Taurus into the second house of money and self-esteem. I'm also confirming your 10th house of career as a natural doctor. I'm also confirming your Mars in Aquarius, meaning that you're supposed to serve people in a very advanced, original way. You've got it all. Meantime, as I said earlier, don't let the tail of the dragon in Aries sapping away your self-esteem or your confidence. Once you pass that limitation, there's absolutely no way for Arlene to miss the boat. And I got even more to tell you. As of August 2009, the head of the dragon will be moving in your 10th house of career, and the tail of the dragon will be in your home area. That means you may be forced to do some remodeling, or maybe move, or do something in the house, or get something, do something with the house, because you're going to be forced to restructure your career where you belong. And to finish, because your 10th house is into the sign of Capricorn, which is a karmic sign, it's towards the latest part of your life that God, through the cosmic code, will allow you to serve the world as a healer. But you are born a healer. You got that, Arlene?
Oh, I am a healer. See? So I don't have the confidence. How do you approach people, though, doctor? I'm just, because I know, like somebody says they have a headache, I know that if I touch their head and
well,
I concentrate, I can make that headache go away. But then if I say that to them, they're going to say, what are you, nuts?
Yeah, of course.
I'm afraid,
this
like,
is
if
why,
it doesn't work,
this is why,
then
this
you
is
look
why
like
you,
a fool.
Honey, this is why you need to... You need to maybe take a course in Reiki or healing or massage, and then you're going to meet a bunch of people out there. And then when you start to touch these people and work with these people, because this is what they do with each other, then they're going to start to talk. And then people will come to you, and they'll know who you are and what you do. So you need to build that confidence. So surround yourself with the people that do healing. Surround yourself with people that do healing or Reiki, and everything will come in place. But make the first step. Okay, though?
Okay. And, doctor, I have one more quick question. I have a son who was born March 20th, 1965, and mm-hmm. he's in a real serious state of depression. I don't know what to do with him. I've tried to get him to go to counselors. He goes, and then he doesn't go. And I was wondering, he's an actor. He's won awards. He makes me sick that he's doing this, but he's like in a whole thing of despondency, and I was wondering if you saw anything with someone born March 20th, 65, of him coming out of that, and is there a reason for it?
First of all, tell me, does he drink or take drugs or doctor prescriptions?
No. Oh, prescription, he has attention deficit disorder.
And that's why. And that's why he's going down the drain. Born in March, any soul born in March have a natural negative reaction to any form of chemicals. What seems to be solid and real and sane for the medical field or accepted by the FDA is actually devastating for anybody born in March. Your son has to start to swim upstream. Not downstream. He is victimized by the tail of the dragon in his sixth house of health and work. Right now, the tail of the dragon is affecting his health, his work, and he's going through some deep psychological changes produced by the dragon in his subconscious. So, what I can only suggest him to do is to let me take care of him and make him a 90-minute tape. And let me talk to him for 90 minutes my way. And once he listens to this tape, probably for the rest of his life, he will listen to the tape and swim upstream and get himself out of the quicksand of deception and illusion and depression. There's nothing else I can do for him unless he makes the first step. You understand that?
Okay.
If he makes
so
the first move...
If
he makes the first move, I'll take care of him.
Very good. I'll do that, doctor.
All right, Arlene. You have a good night, honey.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Bye-bye, Arlene.
Okay, bye.
All right. We have Skylar, and I think Skylar is going to be the last one for tonight. I had enough. I want to take Tarani out for dinner. All right, Skylar, you were born August 15, 1951. Are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Good. California, what city are you from?
I'm by Paso Robles, Central Coast.
Paso Robles. I never heard of that. Is that close to L.A.?
In between Los Angeles and San Francisco, San Luis Obispo area.
Oh, okay, I know where you are. Yeah, I looked you there a few times, yes. All right, let me look at you. So we have the Queen of the Zodiac here. Ooh, you've got that Pluto also right on you. That's the healer. That's very powerful. Ooh, yeah. You have the same dragon down... Nostradamus, Edgar Casey, Madame Blavatsky, the top artists and prophets and healers of all time. What are you doing in life? Tell me.
Well, I gave you an example not too long ago of instant healing. Do you remember that? And
Oh my gosh, yes. I remember you, Skylar. Yes, now I remember you. That name is told me something. I said, is that Skylar? Because I know another Skylar, but she's from Tucson. And when I saw California, I was in between of thinking, is that the lady that I spoke to the other day? Well, I tell you what, I know exactly where you come from. Didn't I tell you that when we first spoke that you had the same chart and the Supreme Healer?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, well, it's confirmation. Well, could you explain to us a little bit, Skylar, what you do? And if you want to, maybe give your number if some people wants to deal with you, because I know for a fact that you definitely have helped me a little bit, you know, in
okay.
my place right here. So tell us what you do here, Skylar.
Okay, I use an intent, and I correct the area of the spinal cord fluid that is blocking the area of the body or the mind, and people correct in about 20 seconds, and they lose their emotional issue, mm-hmm. and they lose their pain. And so you had a sample of that. And I've offered Trania that, too, for her ankle. And if anybody would want a sample right now, we could do everybody's stiff necks if they wanted to get rid of them.
Well, we can always try. Hey, why not? I have a few minutes going here. So, Skylar,
okay.
Tell us what to do, honey.
All right. Everyone turn your neck real slow and easy, and most of you will have restriction in your neck as to mobility. So just hold on to that restriction. Just feel your lack of mobility or the soreness in your neck. Going to make the correction on the count of three. So everyone hold on to that level of pain or lack of mobility. Here we go. One, two, three. You've all had a correction. Take a deep breath, please. Okay. And if everyone will please turn their neck again, you should find more ease of movement or the pain is gone.
That's interesting.
And that's just how fast it works.
That's interesting. As I said, we did that the other day when you called me, and I don't usually pick up the phone, but for some reason I pick up the phone and we talk a little bit together. And I felt that you had definitely something that should be shared and used by the people that have some stress. That's beautiful to be such a gifted person, Skylar. And again, your stars are definitely endorsing and showing, at least to me, and that's one of the reasons when I pick up the phone and I look at your chart, I said, that lady has the head of the dragon in Pisces, like Edgar Cayce. She could do it a distance. She's got the same dragon, the Nostradamus, so she's also a natural healer. And you give us a little demonstration tonight, and that's wonderful, honey. I want to thank you for that. Definitely thank you to be part of that show. And let me tell you one thing now, Skylar. The head of the dragon is moving on your sixth house of work and health, conjuncting your moon sign. So expect a lot of restructure on that area and creating a stronger and better health for yourself. And the tail of the dragon is going to be in your subconscious, which means you're going to undergo yourself with some deep psychological change that will make you probably more psychic than you have ever been before. So make sure to have a pen and a piece of paper near you in the morning and start to write down your dreams, because they are going to be pretty prophetic. You got all that?
I will. I had a question. Where is my Jupiter located?
Your Jupiter, honey, is into the sign, Aries. Into the sign of Aries in the ninth house. And Jupiter means teaching, publishing, traveling is obviously dignified in your ninth house, which means you're lucky with foreigners. And into the sign of Aries, it shows that once you have uncovered yourself, you will be allowed to teach others. But it's all within the head, it's all within the mind, talking and teaching with Jupiter in the ninth house. And it shows that you will always be lucky, especially if you get into the field of teaching and general communication, including writing. So if I were you, I would concentrate in writing a book about what you know best and maybe publish this book. That's what Jupiter will definitely help you. You got all
what
that?
What about doing this live on the Internet with webcams?
Well, honey, there is a lot of people that are going through a lot of stress out there. And as I said, when the dragon moves on you next August, you probably will be more than ready to do so and start to heal people. You're on your way in a big way. You got all that?
All right. And I hope everyone has more mobility in their necks and more muscular mobility. And I'd like to do a real quick one for pain. If anyone has any pain out there, just hold on to it, and here we go. One, two, three. And I hope you all got a wonderful result.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you so much, Skylar, for helping us in the show. You have a good
day. Thank you.
Be careful with all those prophetic dreams, not to turn your neck too much.
You don't want to go all the way around.
All right. Well, people, we come at the end of this show. So I want to take this opportunity to thank every caller here. And I'm sure you have enjoyed a little bit more of the secrets of the cosmic codes and some guidance. Remember, you can always go back to BBS on Don's website and listen to the archive and listen to the show in case you need to reevaluate the information and listen to what Skylar said, or if I did a reading for Jojo, Arlene, Love, Jean, Stephen, Barbara, Matt, Kersey, God knows what, and just learn and reevaluate and review all the work we did today, and we shall see every one of you again next Wednesday. Until then, God bless all of you, and every one of you, make it a beautiful life. The last word is for Tarania.
And this has been very, very interesting today, to sit here and to learn about each and every one of you, very unique individuals. And I look forward to learning about more of you out there that were unable to join us, or any of those who are listening in spirit, so if you know what I mean. So everybody, have a wonderful evening and go out there and have some fun tonight. I'll see you next week. Love you all. Bye.